now you see those who made da'wah a job, a career, for fame, for luxury, for going with whatever the trend of that time is, whatever makes you popular at that time, that's what their ideology is. That's what their deen, that's their religion, is whatever is that. If you're on the right path and you have no enemies and you have no trial, then close the door in your house and double check what you're doing. وكذلك جعلنا لكل نبي عدوا شياطين سورة الأنعام وكذلك جعلنا لكل نبي عدوا شياطين الإنس والجن يوحي بعضهم إلى بعض زخرف القول غرورا ولو شاء ربك ما فعلوا فذرهم وما يفترون. We appointed for every prophet, for every prophet, لكل نبي عدوا. You have to have enemies, شياطين, devils. Also, shayateen. Look what Allah specified. Not shayateen, only shayateen of jinn. Allah specified shayateen al-ins wal jinn. Mankind and of jinn. So no one will say it was about the jinn. And shayateen al-ins inspired to each other, adorned speech as a delusion. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ مَا فَعَلُوا. If Allah didn't want, they would have done it. فَذَرْهُمْ وَمَا يَفْتَرُونَ. Surah Al-Furqan, a very similar verse like this one. In addition to the one, Surah Al-An'am. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ عَدُوًا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَادِيًا وَنَصِيرًا. We made for every prophet, لِكُلِّ prophet, enemies. He has to have enemies. The sunnah of Allah. You can't change the sunnah of Allah. Disbelievers, polytheists, criminals. Today you have the modernist thing. And those who, you know, Allahu A'lam what they are. Allah said, لِكُلِّ, every. This is for who? Me and you? It's for those who are better than me and you. The examples of da'wah. If Allah appointed for every prophet of Ulul Azm and every other prophet after that, enemies, you expect a true Muslim on the true path to be free of enemies and problems and hardships and trials and tribulations. Explain that to me. Those fake ignorant heads we have today, the ones we see, the ones who assume, they have this assumption that they can get everyone to be pleased with them. And everyone in their imaginary mind, they can get them into some big circle of unity. They think they're the new Messiah with such savior powers and knowledge to get everyone in this circle, which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't have. Everyone should be happy together and we're on the same page. And لكل نبي عدو شياطين الإنس. They want to bring the world together on their own pretext and on the account of displeasing Allah. Those need to learn the basics of da'wah. They're not basics of da'wah, but rather before that, the basics of their deen. When you embrace da'wah and you're effective on the true manhaj, on the true belief, you must have enemies. And in a time like today, if your speech is true and your tawheed is pure, you're going to have enemies from those who claim to be Muslims before they're not Muslims.